This is Bumper to Bumper, the car show. Drive in anxious and cruise out confident with the best automotive info for your vehicle. And now your host, Matt Allen.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Bumper Radio. I'm your host, Matt Allen, your KTAR car guy, here with you every Saturday at 11 to help you out with your car. And it doesn't matter what I'm talking about, what we're going to help you with. What we're really going to help you with is whatever you need help with. So that's up to you. I'm going to talk about some tires and alignments and maybe some other summer-related things that we should be have on the lookout. But again, the show's whatever you want to talk about. You drive the topics. All you've got to do is call, and you're going to help steer the ship. 602-277-5827. It's 602-277-KTAR. You can come up here and stand next to the helm with me at the bridge, if you will, and guide the way we take the show with some of your phone calls, if you'd like. So we're back in the studio. Feels good. Week two. Had a little stub my toe, so to speak, this week. You know, I told you guys all last week I was out for surgery. Well, I didn't feel so good Saturday and Monday, or after the show. Maybe I wore myself out a little bit, and Sunday not so shiny, and Monday not so good either. Went to the doctor. Sure enough, back to the emergency room. Had some infection. Ended up, I had some MRSA. I guess you get that in the hospital occasionally. So I'm eating antibiotics like they're Pez candy. and so hopefully that gets all healed up. A little minor setback, but I'm certainly happy to be in the studio today. It feels good to, you know, when you're sick like that, you've been laid up, you got to get back in your rhythm. That's the...
As not a doctor, you look better this week.
Yeah, right? I know, man. I wore myself out a little bit Friday, and then Saturday, man, whatever. But that might have been that early infection kicking my...
Getting back on the
backside a little bit. Yeah.
Glad to have you back.
Yeah, so it's hot. I mean, I haven't been out much, but I'd say one thing, it is hot, 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 hot. My wife drove me out to the doctor appointment, and my buddy just brought me some lunch and just ended up, they discharged me when they happened to be at the hospital. Ugh, couldn't stand that hospital food. I had to sneak in the good stuff. it's hot. Yeah. Hopefully air conditioning is working. Let's talk about some of the safety things. I want to talk a little bit about tires. Although I haven't been out a lot, I've seen some tires on the side of the road. Sure. My daughter had a blowout a couple weeks ago, and if you know, I take care of my kids' cars. I don't want them on the side of the road. Really, you know, their rule is you get that car to the shop every 5,000 miles, and I'll take care of it. If you don't bring it in every 5,000 miles, you're on the hook. You own it now. So they're very good about getting in every 5,000 miles. But we're getting to that point where it's hot. And one thing I'll tell you, unrelated to tires, throughout the fall, maybe starting in November, December, into the January, February. Now, the weather has teased us quite a bit this year. We had these hot in early March and whatnot. But once the 100 degrees is here consistently, that's the time that I tell people throughout the colder months, once we hit 100 degrees, that's your trigger. That's your trigger to make sure anything that we've delayed or deferred or put off for these cooler months, we need to be looking at that stuff once we hit 100. I mean, your car doesn't know the weather, but believe me, your car knows the weather, if that makes any sense.
Yes.
So, it's hot. So, you think about it. You're going down the road. If you were to get your tire wet, almost like your stamp or your fingerprint, okay? And you got four tires. You got a big SUV. Maybe you've got just a normal, you know, four-door Honda Accord or a Camry. You think about this 4,000, 5,000-pound car, whatever it is. What's touching the ground? How big is that footprint? In most cases, that footprint, if you were to do it, it's not much bigger than your actual footprint. So you got four contact patches, arguably maybe the size of your foot, holding that car to the ground. So that's your contact with the pavement. That's your traction. That's the stability of the car. Everything's built around the tires. So we don't want to have tire problems. And they're going to get tire. Biggest problem is they get low on air. Then they build heat in the sidewall. You're driving, and then kaboom, we have a blowout. The tire starts to degrade around the sidewall, and then you have that blowout or a separation or something like that happens. So it's time to check your tires. That's something you can do at home. You don't have to go to the shop. There's a couple little tips. What I like to do, first off, I love to just go to Costco. Now, you could go to your Costco or your regular shop where they're doing your services, and you can have them look at your tires, and we'll all do that for you. In most shops, you can, you know, someplace times you can just pull up, and we could probably check them. But yourself, you know, when you pull up and you park, or maybe when you get in the garage at home, just turn the wheel all the way to the left. And when you do that, what you're doing on, I don't care if you turn it left or right, but when you turn it to the left, you're exposing the left front tire, you're exposing half of the tread surface or so towards the front, and then on the right side, you're exposing the back side of the right front tire. And you don't have to, you know a lot about tires to do this, but what we're looking for is consistency. Number one, do the tread wear look even?
Right.
Is it even on the inner edge as the center or the outer edge? Is there cupping or dishing or scooping out, scalloping of the tires or feathering? You know, and those are visual signs that you can tell. Now, a tire, when you're saying, okay, well, how much tread depth am I supposed to have, Matt? Well, a tire starts off life around 13 32nds of an inch, maybe 11 32nds of an inch of tread. That's the thickness of the rubber. Now, as your tires wear down, of course, that just wears out. That tread thickness goes away. But there's also a built-in tread bar. As your tires wear down, you can see it a little more distinctly. But between the treads every so often, there's a small little lump. Now, if you have a tire that's totally worn out, that little lump in the tire measures 2/32nds of an inch. And at the time that that lump, now that is a completely legally worn out tire, 2/32nds of an inch. If you got 3/32nds of an inch, they need to be replaced. If you've got 4, they need to be on your radar. Now, you hear me say this in the past, your tires don't owe you anything. Now, wait, Kerry?
All right, can I ask a quick question?
You mind?
I know we can go to a tire shop and get this looked at. Can a typical bumper shop?
You guys
know tires, too.
Oh, heck yeah. Yeah. Any of the bumper-to-bumper radio shops can check your tires, and we do this every day on every car anyway.
Sure.
But we're talking about for you to do real quick.
Okay.
Now, you know, okay, Matt, what's 4/32nds? How the heck do I measure it? Well, who's the dude on the corner?
George Washington?
Yeah. Maybe? So the trick is you take the quarter, and you stick the quarter down in the tread, in between the treads. If you can see the top of his head, that tire is worn out. That's about 3/3. If you can't, it's covering the top of the head. So you know you've got some decent tread. You can check that in a couple areas. That's an easy one to do. And then in the back, you can look at, there's some shadowing and some stuff. Boy, this segment went by fast. We got to get to the break. But we'll talk about some more things with the tires and what you can do to save your tires by getting alignment. Do you really need an alignment? How can we help with fuel economy with the tires and preserve your investment in tires? So 602-277-5827. That's the phone number. We got all open lines, plenty of calls for you. 602-277-5827. Anything you want to talk about, doesn't need to be just tires. Anything about your car, we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Al Lundin, owner of AZ Mobile Chiropractic. We're Arizona's favorite solution for mobile chiropractic services that come to you following a personal injury or car accident. We make it easy to get personalized professional treatment at your home or business with licensed therapists. Our goal is to remove the stress from your car accident problems as we work with your legal team and health practitioners to get you back to pre-accident status. Start your recovery today. Check us out at azmobilechiro.com. That's azmobilechiro.com.
Got a check engine light on, or a pesky slow leak in a tire, or maybe it's just time for scheduled service. Tim Hovick here, and there's a new way to get your vehicle taken care of. Santan Ford's Mobile Service. Our authorized service pros come to you. You can stay focused on what matters most, like working from home, or juggling the whole family, or you just don't feel like dropping off your car. This is so perfect for you. Times are changing, and so is the way we service your vehicle. Schedule your mobile service appointment today at santanford.com. We bring the mechanic to you.
Hi, I'm Brett, retired firefighter, paramedic, and avid outdoorsman. When I bought a used 2001 Jeep Cherokee, I needed a mechanic I could trust to ensure that this vehicle was going to be dependable and keep me from being stranded out in the woods. A fellow firefighter referred me to Spencer Doucet and his team at H&I Automotive, and I've never looked back. I'm not a car guy, so I don't speak mechanic, but H&I made it easy. They were transparent, communicated clearly, and stood behind their work. Now, decades later, with multiple Tacomas, family vehicles, and plenty of road trips, my wife, daughter, friends, and I are all loyal H&I fans. With their digital diagnostic estimates, you'll always know what needs to be fixed and why, so you stay in control. H stands for honesty, I stands for integrity, and you'll feel it every time you walk through their doors. See for yourself. Check out their five-star reviews at hniautomotive.com.
Welcome back to Bumper Radio. I'm your host, Matt Allen, your KTR car guy. We're talking about some tires today. Or, as a matter of fact, anything you want to talk about with your car, there's got to be a myriad of things going on. You know, you got something going on with your car. Talk about that oil change, that funky noise. Did you get a list of repairs? Been a lot of that going on lately. You know, cars come in for recalls, and then all of a sudden, we do a lot of second opinions at my shop, and then all of a sudden, these people need, I'm using some air quotes, need all this work, and we're finding that there's a real discrepancy in between what the word need means. And there needs to be some conversation about that. When I say need in that text, it needs to have some conversation. There's a lot of overselling happening, in my opinion. Just my opinion, but we're here to take care of you, help you take care of the car. That's what we want to do. I don't matter to me what other people think about what you need. It's the facts there, and I just think there's a little bit of that going on. So 602-277-5827 is 602-277-5827. And just a couple little tips on the tires. Don't try to squeeze a little bit out of them. You know, oh, I'll get them when I get back from vacation. If you're thinking like that, you already need them. You don't want to be on a road trip. You know, what's that movie, Chevy Chase, The Vacation, where that the Grand Canyon?
Vacation,
yeah. You know, and the car breaks down, you know, they make a little repair, they're in some podunk town or somewhere, and he says,
East St. Louis.
Yeah, what's it going to cost? Well, how much you got, boy? You know, you don't want Cletus
Amen.
Out there dictating what your tires are going to cost you or how that's going to go down. So, and then remember, too, a couple little quick tips, and we're going to get to Nolan, I think, here on the phone in just a second. When you're looking at your tires, there's lots of numbers on this size, on the side. 275, 75, 18, or 15, or that group of three numbers, two numbers, two numbers. That's the size of the tire. There's some other numbers. There's a UTQG number we won't get into unless somebody asks me about it. There's some ratings. But then the important number to know, especially if this is your mom's car maybe that doesn't drive a lot, or you're in town visiting grandma and she doesn't drive a lot, there's the DOT number. So at the end of the DOT, Department of Transportation number, that tire has a birth date. There's going to be a series of letters and numbers. But then at the very end, there's an oval area that's stamped out so they can change the numbers. So those last four digits are the birthday of the tire. So it might say 2223. That would be the 22nd week of 2023 that tire was manufactured. Tires have a shelf life of about 5 to 6 years, roughly, depending on how they're stored. So think about this, too. Not just your SUV or your truck. What about your trailer that's been sitting in the sun? How many spare tires do you have for your double axle boat trailer or your toy hauler trailer or whatever that is? So you need to look at those tires too. Tires will, I don't care if you've got 8/32 of an inch and the tire's 6 years old. I'm not going to the casino with that bet. So Right. Get them off the car. Save yourself the hassle. You know, you get a blowout on a trailer, it wipes out the fender. It could take out the second tire. I mean, a blowout on a car, besides being dangerous, can cause a lot of damage. So, and then the other thing, the tire pressure on the tire is not the pressure. The tire pressure you need to set to is on the sticker on the door jamb, and you want to do that cold. I mean, man, it's hot outside. Can't do it cold. Not after you've been driving for an hour. If you got to drive over to the store and do it or whatever, that's a cold tire pressure setting. So real quick on that, I'll leave the tires up to you guys. Nalando Sun City 2009 GMC Acadia, I believe it is. Nalando, how are we doing today? What can we help you with?
Well, I'm doing well, but I'm curious about my vehicle's shocks in the back. I had the front ones replaced because the mechanic says you need to get it replaced. I did that myself. But the back ones, how do you know when a shock or a strut is going bad?
Oh, good question. That ties right in with the tires, too. So on that car, one thing you can take a look at is just what are the rear tires look like? So that's going to be a front-wheel drive car. So when it comes time for an alignment, that car will take a four-wheel alignment, which if there's some adjustments in the rear, we can adjust those. But that's one thing on the tires. You can look at the rear tires, and a lot of times if you see, like, if you look at the tread, maybe one tread will look like it has dust on it, and then the other one looks clean. That would be an indication that you've got some scalloping or some cupping, which might be a sign of a poor rear alignment or the total alignment on the car. Or it could be a sign of the shocks. How many miles are on that car?
265,000 plus.
It needs them. I say that. Now, if they haven't been replaced before, I just tell you right now, it needs them. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. But the typical time, now this comes from Monroe and KYB and the people that make and sell struts in the aftermarket and such, or shocks. The kind of bell curve on shocks and struts is about 80,000 miles. Typically. So that would be the time, you know, after 80,000 miles, they've lived their best life, so to speak. Anything after that, you're going to have degradation and drop off. So that would be just the time wise. And then visibly, you want to take a look, and is there any oil leaking from it? Is there anything dripping? And I'm not talking about dripping off. Now, we do see some shocks sometimes where they actually blow out, and it's dripping down the side. But what we also might just see is a lot of moisture around there where it's going to be shiny on the lower half, and the rest is going to be very dusty, and then the dirt sticks to that shiny part. So I would be, Nalando, I would definitely be comfortable telling you that you need to replace, or not you need, but you're going to have some benefit from replacing the rear shocks on that vehicle.
Very good, because I took care of my vehicle pretty well. I would get new tires every when it needed to. I keep it well balanced, all four wheel alignment. I get it always done that way. But anyway,
yeah,
I've had my vehicle for about 80,000 miles now since I bought it used.
Mm-hmm.
I'll rule of thumb, I'll just go ahead and get it replaced.
Yeah, good idea, because I guarantee they didn't put new ones on there when they sold it. And then the other thing, depending on your application, if you're going to do it yourself, or even if you're having the shop do it, just don't want you to ask questions. A lot of people, struts and shocks can be very expensive. A lot of people cut corners. They don't put the strut mounts on. They're expensive. Sometimes the mounting hardware and the strut mounting bearing is more than the strut itself. And people leave those off. And that's the second phone call you get. Say, Sally, you know, hey, we got it all apart. Well, we don't play those games at my shop. We quote that stuff up front because it needs to be done. We know it. It's a wear item. So make sure you're replacing the bushings, the bump stops, the, you know, all the stuff around that goes with that. So good luck with that. We've got Roseanne. Looks like Roseanne in Queen Creek. We've got a Honda Civic. Roseanne, what's happening today with that Honda?
The air conditioning doesn't seem to be as cold. It gets cold, but it doesn't freeze you out anymore. Is that something my husband can just buy some Freon and put in? It's still under warranty, so I don't know if I should make an appointment with the dealer. What's your thought?
Is this a 2002 or 2022?
22.
I would not touch that myself. Couple reasons. It's great to save some money sometimes if you're a do-it-yourselfer. Air conditioning is a very critical charge level. It has to be. I mean, that Honda probably holds 22 ounces of refrigerant, maybe 26, maybe a pound and a half or something like that. Very, very little refrigerant does it hold. You could overcharge the system and make it just as bad as an undercharged system. The pressures need to be right. But the problem is there's no fuel gauge. There's no indicator that says, hey, your AC's high or low or anything like that. Yeah, we can look at the gauges and see what the pressures are and get pretty close. But the only way to properly fix that is to evacuate the system, which means take everything out of it. We're going to recover that refrigerant. But here's the key. If it's low on charge, and you don't know how low it is till you actually measure what's been taken out. So when we hook up our machine, we're going to pull out, maybe we only pay out 10 ounces. If your car holds 24, that means you're 14 ounces low. Well, where did it go? That's the important part. So when we do that evacuation, then we're going to do a vacuum leak check. The computer, the machine's going to do that. We're going to suck that on the vacuum. Remember in science class way back when we pull a vacuum on and it boils water? Well, we got to get that moisture and any contamination out of the system. So we need to suck a good vacuum on that, and we're going to check for leaks. There's no leaks. Okay, then we're going to recharge it with the right amount of refrigerant. We're going to put a little bit of dye in there, a little bit of ultraviolet dye. Because when it does leak, it's going to push that fluid out or that dye with it. But here's the trick for you. This is where you need an experienced shop. Those Hondas have a problem with the AC compressor front seal leaking. There is a very good chance that that car is under your factory warranty, but Honda has extended out, in many cases, the full warranty. Now, that being said, I've seen the Honda dealer just charge people for the recharge, and they get top dollar and say we can't find anything, and then it's a trip back, which isn't always totally unexpected, but we need to take it a step further. We usually pull the compressor hub off and take a look at the seal on there so that we can send that, or we can give the good information. Can't always find the leak, but since it's under warranty, I wouldn't touch it. The stuff in the parts stores, it has stop leak in it. It has all kinds of stuff that can contaminate the system. You don't want that. We can talk more about AC when we get back. But, Roseanne, get that out to H&I Automotive in Cree Creek. Let them get you taken care of. Roger, we're going to get you first. An open line, 602-277-5827. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Josh Dana, owner of Dana Bros Automotive and Diesel Service. Our family has been serving the East Valley with legendary service since the early 50s. We take care of all makes and models, but we are diesel specialists. We know diesels like nobody else and can fix the problems others can't. Cummins, Duramax, and Powerstroke diesel trucks are our passion. Our number one goal is to provide a quality service at a fair price and guarantee your satisfaction. Check out our reviews at DanaBros.com.
If you've been hit by another driver, listen to this. Even after your car is repaired, it can lose value just because the accident shows up on Carfax. That's called diminished value, and a lot of people don't realize they may be entitled to compensation. At Orlando Auto Body, if we repair your vehicle on a third-party claim, we'll provide you with a free diminished valuation, a $450 value, absolutely free. Before you settle your claim, get the full picture. For a location near you, visit OrlandoAutoBody.com.
Miss the days when you knew who was working on your car and trusted them? So do we. Hi, I'm Eric Noon for Kurt's Auto Repair. That's why Kurt's still does things the way Kurt and Kathy Rock started back in 1987. Family-owned, honest, and focused on taking care of people, not just cars. Now, the next generation continues that legacy. Here's our invitation. If your car hurts, take it to Kurt's. Come see the difference for yourself at mycarhurts.com.
30-plus years on the same corner in the same building. Matt Allen, proud owner of Virginia Auto Service and host of Bumper to Bumper Radio. And I've got the answer to the question, how can I keep my vehicle running longer? The key, as we've seen it, is proper maintenance. So whether it's that regular oil change or the more complex repairs under the hood, you can count on us to do the job right. Check out our many good reviews at VirginiaAutoService.com and let us put your mind at ease when it comes to your car.
KTAR News, now. Good morning, KTAR News Time is 11:30. I'm Troy Barrett. A state of emergency has been declared by the Navajo Nation because of severe drought conditions. Low rainfall, increased wildfire risk, and intensifying drought, all the major reasons for declaring the state of emergency. It was unanimously approved by the Navajo Commission on Energy Management. The commission requested $6.5 million from the Agricultural Infrastructure Fund for drought mitigation. Those projects would include windmill repairs and improved water storage for livestock.
Highlight on housing.
If you're building a new home, it might get a little bit cheaper soon. Governor Katie Hobbs and a bipartisan group of state lawmakers are celebrating the signing of HB 2999. That's a new law that will help lower the infrastructure cost of new home construction. John Graham of Sunbelt Holdings says sewage and water lines can cost millions of dollars, and the cost was normally passed on to the home buyer.
For a long time, that cost has been paid up front and built straight into the price of every home. It is one of the quiet reasons a house in Arizona costs what it does today. We do not always see it, but we all pay for it.
The bill creates affordability infrastructure districts that can pay for those infrastructure costs over time using tax-exempt bonds instead of passing the cost on to the consumer. Checking traffic now for the Valley Chevy Dealers Traffic Center. Freeways and surface streets looking pretty quiet, but southbound State Route 51 is closed between Indian School and I-10 for construction this weekend. Westbound Loop 202, the Santan Freeway, closed between Price and Arizona Avenue. And northbound Loop 101, Price Freeway, closed between University and the Red Mountain Loop 202. Again, those are all construction closures, and they will all be back open 5 a.m. Monday morning. Hot afternoons and windy conditions for the next several days. 108, your forecast high today. It is 101 right now in Mesa. Weather brought to you by Homes 2X. I'm Troy Barrett on Arizona's news station, KTAR News.
Road trip with amazing Arizonans from KTAR. Mike Broomhead talks hospitality and great food with Jeff Mastro and Oliver Baggio. How to make it as a farmer in the valley with Schnepp Farms' Mark and Carrie Schnepp. And Mike learns about Arizona's proud copper mining industry with Resolution Copper's Victoria Pisi. These episodes plus a lot more conversations between Mike Broomhead and amazing Arizonans on the podcast page at KTAR.com, on our YouTube channel, and on the KTAR News app. Amazing Arizonans is presented by Resolution Copper.
What's the best used car to buy? And how should I make sure I'm buying the right car or truck? Hi, this is Lee Weatherby from Accurate Automotive. I get this question all the time, and sometimes the best used car you can buy is the one you're driving. But when it's not, or you're looking for a new, gently used vehicle for yourself or a loved one, make sure you get a vehicle inspection before you fork over your hard-earned cash. Let us do a thorough inspection so you can be confident you made the right choice. Give us a call or schedule an appointment online at AccurateAutomotiveAZ.com. Accurate Automotive. Friends serving friends.
Finding a solution for a faulty transmission doesn't have to be hard. Hi, I'm Trey Briggs, owner of Automatic Transmission Exchange. Family-owned and operated here in Phoenix since 1968. Our mission's simple. Diagnose and repair your transmission right the first time. From service and repair to full replacement, you'll get honest work, expert care, and a solid warranty you can trust. Automatic Transmission Exchange. Check out our reviews at autotransexchange.com today.
Blackwell Automotive, your oasis of trust and honesty in North Phoenix and Scottsdale at the corner of 40th Street and Greenway. As a local business, we're different from the corporate shops. Since 1985, Blackwell has been providing our guests with a family-style environment. We treat our guests with courtesy and respect while providing world-class service with the latest in technology and tools. Our guest reviews agree, 4.8 out of 5 on Google. Experience the family environment of Blackwell Automotive in North Phoenix right off the 51 at 40th Street and Greenway.
I used to dread getting my car serviced, feeling overlooked and talked down to. Hi, I'm Dana, and all that changed when I found Stapley's Garage some 15 years ago. Brandon Stapley and his team treat everyone with respect. I never get recommendations for service that isn't needed. They explain repairs clearly, give honest estimates, and help you plan for future maintenance. No pressure, just trust. Experience the difference at Stapley's Garage, just north of the 60 on Gilbert Road, or visit stapleysgarage.com.
It's your car's favorite show, Bumper to Bumper.
Alrighty, welcome back to Bumper Radio. I'm your host, Matt Allen, KTAR Car Guy, and we've got Robert from Santan Valley on the lines, and lots of are on the line, but man, there's 12 of them here. Let's light these babies up. 602-277-5827 is 602 877-5827. Anything you want to talk about, we'll give you some tips on tires and checking those tires yourself. A gentleman called about some shocks and struts on his car. That ties in with the tires a little bit. I see control arm bushings being oversold on cars constantly. That also ties in with those tires and suspension. And, you know, it's that hip, the elbow bones connected to the hip bone or however that little song goes. You know, everything, all this stuff is connected and they all work together. But don't be oversold out there either, folks. And just ask questions, talk about the problem. Is it a problem? Is this something we need to plan for? I want you to have these conversations with the shop. Even if you know you need them, talk to them. See what they say. Do they lay on a big old deep spread of BS and you know it? Or are they telling you, you know, when they start, blah, 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 you know, or if they won't write it, you know, my buddy Mark Salem used to say, have them write it down. Put their name next to it. That'll hold them accountable, right?
Exactly.
You know, we used to say we do this Better Business Bureau stuff. The good news is they wrote it down. Bad news is they wrote it down. Exactly. They were dumb enough to do it sometimes. So plenty of open lines, 602-277-5827. And real quick, before we get to Robert there, I just once again this year, the bumper-to-bumper radio shops are teaming up with Phoenix Children's Hospital for our Summer of Love campaign. I think it goes July 1st through Labor Day weekend.
Correct.
And you can, when you go into a bumper-to-bumper radio shop, you can round up to the next buck. You can round up to the next $5. Hey, if you're generous, you can round up to the next hundo if you want. Whatever you want to do there. And a lot of us are going to be matching donations up to a certain point, and we'll have a grand finale at the end and be able to help support Phoenix Children's Hospital.
That's a good cause.
And you can participate in that. And that's, man, it's a whole nother topic, but that's what it is to be a bumper-to-bumper radio shop or even just an independent repair shop. There's so many shops out there. And I see this all over line. Scale. We're going to teach you to scale. More, more, more. Bigger, bigger. 10 locations, 20 locations. Make all this money. Da-da-da-da-da. I want to go to a shop like mine where the owner got into the business because he wants to run a good shop, or he was a technician that could take his skills and hone them in. And in my case, I worked for some people that did some really good stuff. But I worked for some people that, not very long, that I saw do some bad stuff. And as you're a tech, you see more bad stuff out there sometimes. These places that have 15, 20 locations, they're in it to make money for shareholders to build up to cash out. They're not in it to earn your business every single time you come in. So I want you to think about that when you're going to your repair shop. Am I going to a guy who's in this for the love of the industry and that's his craft and his trade like me? Or am I going to a shop that's owned by a hedge fund where they're just blowing out the numbers and selling everything they can sell, doing all the easy work, but then when your car needs something more difficult, hey, sorry, we sucked up all the easy work. Now you're on your own to go find something to get the hard work done, like the timing chain and that other stuff. I want to go to the shop like my shop, like the or like the other shops at bumper2bumperradio.com.
The personal touch.
Yes. Yeah. Man, I need to get some of these glasses where I can actually see what's on the screen and on the piece of paper.
And you can get more of the Summer of Love campaign at bumper2bumperradio.com.
Oh, yeah. Check that out on the website. We'll be talking about that. Roger from Santan and plenty of open lines, 602-277-5827. Roger, what's up today with your Wrangler?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Matt. So I got a 2010 Wrangler JK that's in need of a set of tires. I've been shopping different locations, and I'm running 35 1250s, so they're pretty close to being worn out. And I run across somebody trying to sell some with some day codes that were 5 years old, but they still had stickers on them. Mm-hmm. And they said they were stored properly and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, I don't feel comfortable with that, saving $300.
Not worth it to me.
They say that the day codes doesn't matter as long as they've been stored. And I'm like, I've never heard that before, so I just wanted to clear that up.
Well, I mean, there is some truth to that. I mean, if they're stored, I mean, if they were stored in an air-conditioned garage and they didn't have sunlight directly on them, there's not a lot of ozone. Yeah, they're better, but now here's the problem. I don't know if after 5 years, now you take them out and you get them in the sunlight, I don't know if that wear, if you will, starts to accelerate a little more. And then if you're not driving the car a lot, maybe it's not your daily driver, if you're not going to wear them out in, say, 3 years, well, now you got eight-year-old tires that are half worn out in 3 years. So, you know, I just keep looking, I guess, because then why do they have these for 5 years? Do they not sell them, or is it maybe not a good brand tire? I don't know. I would say dig in the pile, dude. I want some new ones. I don't want five-year-old tires. Because, you know, the next thing you know, you'll be at Discount Tire in 2 years, and they'll go, hey, man, can't patch that tire. It's more than 5 years old. You know? So, you know, there's a little bit of a balance there, I don't know. I have less faith in Discount Tire these days than I used to for a variety of reasons. I think Bruce Halley's probably rolling in his grave with what the discount's doing nowadays. But that's a whole nother topic. But what kind of tires are you looking at for your Jeep? What brands?
Well, I'm looking to get some middles on there. That's what I'm running right now. And the best price I found was Costco. So I'll probably just keep that.
Oh, Costco's good. And I like Nittos. I had a lifted 2500 HD, and I had some Nittos on there. The other ones I like are Toyo Open Country HT, the highway tread. A little bit quieter. They're not the AT, not so aggressive. Now you've got that Wrangler, so you want something probably a little beefier on there, depending on how much that thing actually sees the off-road. But, yeah, I like the Nittos. I like the Toyos. Falcons have got some good ones. Yokohamas. But I'm going to stick with the Nittos. The Toyos would be my choice on that one. So, yeah, I think that'd be a good one. And then I love the Costco, too. I love just the fact that they have the nitrogen inflation you can go use anytime and stuff like that. So that's what I would do. I wouldn't save the $300. They're blowing them out for a reason if they're trying to get rid of them. They're pawning their problem off on you. So yeah, I'd
exactly what I figured.
Yep. I'd spend the extra 300 bones and make sure I've got some good fresh tires. That's my advice.
Right. I appreciate the call, man.
Hey, no worries. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. 602-277-5827. And what do you think, Carrie? Take one or break it? All right. Scott, you've only been on hold 2 minutes, so you get to hold 3 more minutes. We got to get to a break. Plenty of open lines. We've got Scott with his Subaru Crosstrek. Hey, speaking of Subaru, all-wheel drive, what do we need to do with our tires then? 602-277.
The answer after the break.
5827. We'll be right back.
Hi, Eric Noon here for Kurt's Auto Repair in Phoenix. Since 1987, Kurt and Kathy Rock have been taking care of families with service you can trust. Now, the next generation continues that legacy. Gas or diesel, foreign or domestic, we've got you covered. We also specialize in taking care of your business fleet vehicles with an expert staff that ensures you get your vehicles repaired right, on budget, and on time to keep your business running smoothly. If your car hurts, take it to Kurt's. Visit us online at mycarhurts.com.
Got a check engine light on? Or a pesky slow leak in a tire? Or maybe it's just time for scheduled service. Tim Hovick here, and there's a new way to get your vehicle taken care of. Santan Ford's Mobile Service. Our authorized service pros come to you. You can stay focused on what matters most, like working from home or juggling the whole family, or you just don't feel like dropping off your car. This is so perfect for you. Times are changing, and so is the way we service your vehicle. Schedule your mobile service appointment today at santanford.com. We bring the mechanic to you.
Years ago, my car needed $1,200 in repairs. As a single female, I was so insecure that I wore a fake wedding ring, and I told the shop that my husband wanted the old parts. Driving away, I felt relieved. Months later, I was told the parts did not fit my car. I'm Marianne. Glenn and I own Good Works Auto Repair. We never want anyone to feel the way I did. Check us out at goodworksautorepair.com, where we advise, but you decide.
A noisy garage door is a cry for help. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner at A1 Garage Door Service. Most repairs are simple, but if left untreated, they can turn into costly repairs. Your garage door works hard every day, and a little maintenance goes a long way. At A1 Garage Door Service, our monthly service plan will keep your garage door running smoothly, so you never have to deal with a broken garage door. There's never a good time for your garage door to break, whether you're rushing to work or you're trying to get the kids to school. We know how much you rely on your garage door. That's why we offer same-day repairs, because life doesn't wait, and neither should you. We fix garage doors fast with quality parts designed to last a lifetime. Our springs are the toughest in the industry, backed by our lifetime warranty. That's right. Fix them once and you're covered for life. From repairs to upgrades, it's A1 from day one. Over 90,000 five-star reviews don't happen by accident. They happen by putting people first. Call A1 Garage Door Service and you'll be smiling today. A1Garage.com. A1 from day one.
Speaking of roosters, I tell you, you got some chickens. I don't know what the hell I was thinking. So now
I've heard about the cats.
Yeah, we got cats. Now I'm a chicken dad. Got five little hens. I'll tell you one thing. We'll have the most expensive damn eggs you ever had here in about 5 months. I need more to do. I need another hole in the head.
Exactly.
But
lots of calls.
Here
all
comes
the
rooster. We don't need a rooster, that's for sure. But looks like we've got Scott, we've got Nick, we've got Turley. If you know the number, you can sneak in, but I'm not going to give it out. I don't know if we'll run out of time or not. Scott in Phoenix, Subaru Crosstrack, 2020. I can't see for heck, man. 2024, is that what that is?
Yes, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well. You know, that just reminds me of something. I was looking at some Facebook stuff the other day. We've got some bumper-to-bumper videos out, and someone posted a thing. You know, a couple people wrote, great show. One guy says, yeah, they screen the calls, look everything up on Google so they know the answer. That's not what happens. No. Call in sometime,
right.
Check
okay.
It. Call in, check it out sometimes. Yeah. What do you ask you? Name, city, and type of car. I don't know what you're going to ask me, but what's up, Scott?
Exactly. So I have a 2024 original owner. I got about 50,000 miles, and I'm kind of one of these proactive tire guys, not a reactive tire guy, kind of like what you were talking about earlier. So I have the Wilderness version, and it came with the Geolander ATs on them, which has actually been a great tire.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm thinking of putting, because I don't really take it off right, I just like the way the car looks, so I'm thinking of getting a Michelin Defender, which is more of a street tire. Mm-hmm. I've been a Michelin fan my whole life, so I usually when I change, I go to Michelin. My question is, the tread and traction on my Geolanders are AA, even though I don't really, you know, need it for that. The Michelin Defenders, surprisingly, are a BB, and I know it's because they're an 80,000-mile rated tire, so the compound is probably different. How much, I do like Michelins a lot. I was actually surprised that that was a BB. How much do I need to worry about BB versus AA, knowing that I'm just going to be using it as a street tire, and how big of a difference is traction and temperature in Arizona from an A to a B? Again, surprised that Michelin's were double Bs on the Defender, which is one of their top selling tires. So I just want to get your opinion.
I don't know the Michelin tire specifically, but the, you know, so you take the sport tire like on your Lexus or your Porsche or whatever, AA, that super sticky tire, super traction, they're just going to wear out really fast. Your B tire, I mean, that's not a performance ride. So, I don't think you're going to notice a difference. They're going to probably wear a little bit better. Now, you call them, you know, I mentioned a UTQG number. I'm not going to get in, dive into the details. You want to look into that. Somebody, you know, what's Tommy Boy say? We can slap a warranty on it and call it whatever you want. It's still a piece of crap in a box or something like that. So, if you go look at some of your cheap Ling Langs or something like that, they might call it an 80,000-mile tire. Well, there's a correlation between that 80,000 and the UTQG, Uniform Tire something quality. Forget it off the top of my head. That number is going to be in the hundreds. If you've got an 80,000-mile tire and a 400 UTQG, Not, no bueno. Right. Not good. It's only, so if you have a 400 UT QG, you got about a 40,000 mile tire. You got a 600 UT QG, it's about a 60,000 mile tire. So don't get, if you go look at an 80,000 mile tire, which you're not going to have this problem with Michelin. They don't play that game. You're likely to see that UT QG number be close in the high 600s or 700s. So I wouldn't be concerned about it. Now you said that's an all terrain. Take a look at the Toyo Open Country HT instead of AT All Terrain. It's a highway tread. That's what I run on my Tundra. I had it on my lifted. I didn't have it on my lifted truck, but I had the All Terrains. But they're still a little more aggressive, but they're much quieter going down the road is the key.
Right. So that's what I was looking for. So, okay. And what is that again? What tire is that?
That's a Toyo. Toyo Open Country Highway Treader, HT. You might take a look at it. Yep, take a look at those. And, of course, you can't go wrong with the Michelin. I mean, they're great tires. So, yeah, good luck with that, Scott. And remember the other thing on your all-wheel drive car, four tires at a time in most cases. So there you have it. We're going to blow through some calls here pretty quick. We lit up the phone. Some people got the number memorized. Nick and Chandler, 2017 Silverado 2500 HD. I had one of those.
Hey, how you doing today?
Great.
Hey, so I have a question for you. Actually, it's two parts. Number one, a couple months back, I was having some issues with my brakes. I thought it was a master cylinder. I took it in. It turned out to be a booster pump.
Okay.
So they switched that out. And I'm also having a problem with, it says service Stabilitrack coming on every once in a while. Now, nobody can seem to find it because it doesn't stay on. So I don't know if it's a related thing or not. But when the service Stabilitrack comes on, the brake, like when you step on the brake sometimes, it almost feels like the truck wants to take off rather than stop. So I'm not sure if it's related or if they're two separate things.
What
do you think?
Do your brakes get harder to push or anything? Like, say, pulling into a parking space and you're using the power steering, does it have any effect on your brake pedal or anything like that?
It doesn't seem to, no. So I'm not sure what's going on. Like I said, I had the booster pump replaced. They checked the master cylinder. Everybody's telling me my brakes are good. But when I get up to speed, like 70 miles an hour going down the freeway, sometimes when I step on the brake, it almost feels like it wants to take off rather than stop.
Right. Well, I mean, the Stabilitrack, that's General Motors, you know, skid control system. It's the anti-lock brake system. It's the traction control all built into one. So now when people read the code, if they don't have, you can have a code reader like a lot of people have at the parts store. That gets you just basically in the first, that gets you to the index of the book, maybe. It doesn't get you all the way in. So they need to get into the ABS control module or the traction control module, possibly the BCM body control module to see if there's any codes in there. But it's typically going to be something, maybe an ABS wheel speed sensor or something in that area. The system is identifying some wheel slip when there shouldn't be because of possibly a faulty sensor. We always want to check and make sure we have a good battery whenever we have any kind of faults or lights coming on. Low voltage issues are a big problem. So that's where I would be looking. We just need to get a little bit deeper in there to find out what's going on and why that's happening intermittently. You're not going to lose brakes. I mean, when the ABS system fails, you just lose the ABS. You have your standard brakes. Doesn't mean ignore it, but it's not a crisis necessarily. You still want to be careful. And I think that sensation, I kind of know what you're talking about. That might be a little psychological. You get a little pucker on the bottom side when you go to step on the brake and there's nothing, and it doesn't feel like it's stopping. But the car is definitely not speeding up for sure. But that's, you need to get somebody that can get a little bit deeper dive into there. So I hope that helps you, Nick. Turley in Glendale, 2018 Honda Accord. How can we help you today?
Yes. I'm going to be needing tires soon, and I was just wondering if Bumper to Bumper had a tire shop or some place that they recommend that's part of the Bumper Bumper family.
Well, I want to say that I'll give the blanket statement that all the Bumper to Bumper radio shops sell tires and can get tires for you. But I don't want to say, I mean, that's my blanket statement. Whether it's actually 100% accurate, I don't know. I've always liked Discount Tire in the past, but Discount Tire hired now, you know, after the founder died, you know, they used to be In-N-Out Burger. They stole tires. That's what they did, and they were great at it. Right. Well, now they've gone out. You know, they went back east, and they bought up a chain of locations that are all auto repair shops, and Discount Tire is now getting in the auto repair business. So they've hired a chief revenue officer.
Oh, boy.
And, well, what's that guy's job? Generate revenue. So they're getting out of their core business, and now they're in the auto repair business in many cases. They're opening up here in Phoenix under the name Dunn Tire, D-U-N-N. But they're just, again, they're one of these, I got to be careful, but in my opinion, they're a large box merchandiser now that just wants to sell to generate revenue. And that's what I talked about earlier. I have no problem buying tires from
them.
Personal
touch, yeah.
Yeah, I don't have no problems buying tires from them. Yeah. But are they doing it for the right reason? Are they doing it because they want to generate revenue to satisfy? Well, now they're a privately owned company, but generate revenue for the shareholders, or they want to do it because that's where their heart is? My heart's in it. Their heart's in the wallet, I think. So that's my only advice there. I still like Discount Tire. I like the concept. You check out a bumper-to-bumper radio shop, Costco, any of your other branded tire stores, fine. I would just say this. When they tell you you need a bunch of work to go along with your tires, take it with a grain of salt, and then maybe that's when you take that list and you take it to a bumper-to-bumper radio shop to have that confirmed or denied and let them help you out with that. So Linda in Sun City, Chrysler Town and Country. What's happening today, Linda?
I have a frozen passenger side door.
Okay.
I don't know what to do with it. I can't do anything with it. I've tried fuses. It doesn't do anything.
When you say frozen, I know it's not cold out, so what exactly do you mean?
No. It does not open. I can't get the inside to the latch inside to do anything. It is just solid, and I can't get it open.
Okay.
It's automated. My car's automated.
Okay. Can you, and this is the passenger side front door, or is this one of the rear sliding doors?
Driver's side passenger. Yeah.
Driver's side rear.
Yes.
Okay, and it's a sliding door, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's just something we need to check. Somebody needs to check it. And number one, we need to see, is it unlocking? We don't know if it's unlocking. So you might have a lock actuator. I don't know that there's a key. I don't have that vehicle memorized, obviously, off the top of my head. But it's just something where if you can't open it, doesn't open from the inside, doesn't open from the outside. Maybe it's because it's locked. But typically when you have a locked door and you're trying to open it from the inside, it unlocks it. So if that's the case, maybe we need to get in there with a Slim Jim or something and get it unlocked again there. Otherwise, you just have to get it to your mechanic. We've got to remove that inner door panel, hopefully without having to do any destruction to get to it because it's hard to get off of the door. Maybe we can get a tool down inside the trim there and get that door panel off to then expose what's inside there that's not working. So that's really what's going to have to do. You're out in Sun City. Just check bumpertobumperradio.com if you're looking for a shop. And Randy and Gilbert with the 2008 Accord, you called, so I'm going to take your call off air. Always going to help you. Never going to leave you hanging. Everybody, thank you for listening. Stay cool. Stay safe. Have lots of fun. Don't forget to watch the World Cup and the 24 Hours of Le Mans.